All I've got from the missionary offering is $2. That's not gonna do any good.
That's not what God thinks. Give what you can and let Him do the rest. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids. As always, my name is Zach. Come on in, we'll get started. Jesus told a story about a woman who had just a tiny bit of money to give at the temple. But even though it wasn't a lot, God was able to use that money in a big way because she gave it with just the right attitude. Remember, whatever you have to give, whether it's some money or a unique talent that you have, make sure that you give it with a good attitude. And when you do, God can really use your gift. Kind of reminds me of Romans chapter 12, verse 6. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. Our story today is called Small Gifts. The tips of Riley's fingers dug into his cheeks as he glanced at his mother, who was typing on her computer. She noticed his troubled face. "Is there a problem?" she asked. Riley sighed. "I've been trying to make money for the special missionary offering this week, but all I've got is the $2 Mrs. Gray gave me for sweeping her front walk. How is $2 going to make any difference? It's hardly anything." Riley slumped into his chair. "I'm sure everyone else at church will give way more than I can." "Riley, I know $2 doesn't sound like a lot, but even though you only made a little, you're willing to give it all to God, and I know He'll use it to help others." Riley shrugged. "I guess." Mom pulled up a webpage on her laptop. "I read this story recently, and I think it might encourage you." She turned her computer so Riley could see it. During World War II, a man named Bon Fox flew a B-17 bomber. While he was flying over Germany, his plane got shot at and the gas tanks were hit. But you know what? The plane didn't explode. "Wow," said Riley, "even though the gas tanks were hit?" "That's right," said Mom. "When the plane got back on the ground, technicians found not just one, but 11 unexploded shells in the tanks. All the shells were open and found to be empty, except for one that had a piece of paper inside." Riley's eyes widened. "What did it say?" "It was a note that said, 'This is all we can do for you now.'" Apparently, some assembly line workers had purposely not put explosives in those shells. They couldn't stop the war, but because they did what they could, many lives were saved. Mom looked at Riley. "If you give what you can out of love and thankfulness for all Jesus has done for you, He will use your gift, even though it seems small." Riley got up and headed for the door. "I'll see if I can find some other neighbors who might hire me to do something. If I can't, I know God will use the $2 I can give." So how about you? Do you feel like anything you can do or give is too small to make a difference? In today's Bible reading, Jesus says the little bit a widow gave was more in God's sight than the big gifts others put in. Jesus will use your gift, whether it's a few cents in the offering or helping someone in the middle of a busy day, because you were willing to do what you could out of love for them. Our key verse,
Romans 12:6, we have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us.
And if you'd like to read the story of the widow who gave just a few cents, check out Luke chapter 21, verses 1 through 4. Our key thought for today, God can use the little you have. Partner with Keys for Kids Radio to spread the good news of Jesus around the world. Angel shares, our family listens to Keys for Kids Radio every day. The program encourages us to love and live for Jesus and build a firm foundation on God's truth. Give today with a $5 monthly donation to spread the gospel around the world. Visit keysforkids.net and click donate. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.